Blog Talk Radio.
For the mighty things that he has done. Yes, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing that I've ever done. And I'm quite sure you have that same testimony today, that when you fell in love with Jesus, that was the best thing that ever happened to you. This is the Hour of Power broadcast. We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I'm the preacher of the hour, Reverend Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, and I'm here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yes, we are here to lift up his name. For the word of God say, if I be lifted up, he says that he will draw all men unto him. So this morning, we're here for you to hear the word of God that's going to bring a difference in the innermost parts of your soul and of your spirit, that it won't be you anymore, but it will be the Christ that lives within. You still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Wherever you may be right now, if you can, why don't you reverence the Most High God so that God will get all of praise and honor, so that you will know that that God that you serve, that you respect him and that you honor him. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you to God for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. I thank you, God, that thy word have we hid in our heart, that we will not sin against thee. Lord, we thank you, God, for our radio audience this morning. I ask you, God, to bless them high above measure. I ask you, God, to move in their lives. I ask you, God, to give them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the unexpected. I ask you, God, call unexpected favor, God, to be in their lives. Oh, God, call them, God, to look into the heal that cometh their help, knowing, God, that the help coming from you who has made the heaven and the earth. Your words they ask, and it shall be given. You said to seek, and you shall find, and knock, and the door shall be open. You said, Lord God, if we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, say to the mountain, be thou moved. God, you said, it shall be moved. Now, every mountain, God, ask thee, Lord, and be for your people today, every mountain that seems like they can't get across, or they can't get around, that they can't go under, I pray even now, Lord God, God, that your miracle working power, God, will be manifest today, God, that you will move on their behalf. For truly, the battle does not belong unto them, but the battle belongs unto you. And God, that you're well able to fight every battle. And this we thank you, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We thank God again for being here on the Hour Power broadcast. We thank you for tuning in this morning. Oh, we had excited a word of God that came on Wednesday, and we talked about Gideon. We talked about how the people, how they had really began to live a life that was unpleasing to God, that they did things that was evil in the sight of God, and God had delivered them to the Midianites, and he delivered them for 7 years. But then God had called Gideon, that Gideon was a man that was going to be able to deliver them out of all of their troubles. I believe that God has a word for you this morning. God has a word to encourage your heart. God has a word to let you know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, I do know that Gideon had to stand up, and he had to be used for the name of Jesus. He had to be able to go and deliver his people. Was he afraid to do it? Did he feel worthy? No, he did not feel worthy. Did he feel like he could do it? No, he did not feel that he could do this. But yet the people, there was in a heart hard place. I don't know about you this morning, but there have been many people that are in hard places, and there have been situations in their lives that caused them to be in a hard place. I believe in the word of God telling this morning that the Israelites, they were in a hard place. Remember, God, as we talked about on Wednesday, God has brought them out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. He delivered them from the hands of Pharaoh when they cried unto him because of the taskmaster, because of the way that they have been treated. God heard their cry, and God sent Moses to deliver them. And here the Israelites again, they were there because they forgot about the God who loved them. They forgot the God that was supposed to come first in their life. They forgot the God that they were supposed to reverence, and they began to do evil in the sight of God. They lived in wickedness. So then we see here this morning, after they began to be in a hard place, they began to come to themselves, and they began to pray to God. They began to cry to God that God would deliver them. And yes, God did hear their voices. God did hear them, and God sent Gideon in order to be that man that delivered them out of the Midianites and out of the hand of the enemy. And then today we're going to be talking to you from Judges, the 7th chapter. We're going to start there at that first verse. And it tells us there that then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harar, so that the hosts of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites unto their hand, lest Israel fought themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. I believe here God knew his people. He knew how prideful they were. But he knew how they would try to brag, and how he knew how they would try to display themselves as they did this by themselves. But God let him know, no, I am not going to let Israel, I'm not going to let you vaunt yourself against me. I know your heart. I know what's in you. So I'm going to bring you out, but I want everybody to know, I want you to know that it was me that brought them out, that would bring you out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. So here in that third verse, it says, now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Galilee. And there return to the people 22,000 that remain, and there remain 10,000. Here, God saying, if you're frightened, if you got a lot of anxiety, if you're proud on the inside, if you're full of apprehension, if you're timid, if you're nervous about this thing, I want you to call these people to return. Return to where you were. Return there, because I'm going to show you that this battle does not belong to you, but this battle belongs to me. I want you to see that the victory is going to be done through me. So all of the people, all part of the people, can you imagine 22,000 people that Gideon had to turn away. They turned away themselves because they knew that they were frightened, they were full of anxiety and apprehension, they were timid. So that gave them a way of escape. You know, sometimes you don't want to be in a situation, you're trying to find a way in order to get out of it. So therefore, God knew the heart of the people. When you're looking at these 22,000 people that walked away, God knew that if he used these 22,000 that walked away, then they would have said, well, we had all of these people on our side, and therefore they was mighty, they was victorious, and we did it. So, but God didn't want them to say, we did it. God don't want us to say, we did it. But God wants us to say that he did it. Whatever is done in our life, whatever victory that we have, we should give God the glory and we should give God the honor. But he knew the hearts of the people. Somebody say, oh, my God, they're sending 22,000 people away when these people are like grasshopper. There are multitudes of these people. They're going to defile them, turning them away. How could they turn them away? But God knew what he was doing. Did you not know that God has a way that is mighty sweet? And then when we began to look at that seventh chapter, that fourth verse of Judges, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Now we thought, and they thought that, wait a minute, 22,000 people, not 2,200, but 22,000 people have already got us sent away. They let them, or their own accord, go because they wasn't qualified, because of the fact that they were bought themselves, because of the fact that they would think that they did it. And so, therefore, here God is saying here, and it's too, still too many of them. And then God says here, he told the man of God, he told Gideon, he said to them, it's too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for thee. You don't have to do it, but I will try them there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whosoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink the water. I mean, look at God. They started out with 32,000. See, remember, the 22,000 left. That left them 10,000. And then when God began to test them, because God will test you. God will test his people. When he tests them, he said, let all of the rest of those 10,000 go back, and he only gives 300. Somebody say something. What is wrong? Why would God do this? Because God wants to get the glory out. He wants to get the glory in our lives. He wants to get the glory out there to let people know that it was not by the hands of the Israelites. It was not by the hands of even Gideon, but I am God. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. I'm the one that created you. You're the one that you are the one that I made, but I want you not to bump yourself up, not to be prideful, not to be afraid. I don't regret that you got to do this thing. Don't be unhappy because you got to do this thing, because God told him to send back those that are fearful and those that were of prayer. But God helped Gideon, and he said that I will test them. I will test them. So we look and see here what God has done. In essence, of God, he turned around, and those he did not use, it probably was about 31,700 people, if they had 32,000, and only 300 of all of these people, God said, I'm not going to let you do it. I'm not going to let you get of steal my glory. Somebody may be this morning trying to steal God's glory. Somebody tried to get brownie points. Somebody trying to say that I did it. I'm a self-made man. I'm a self-made woman. I built this house. I bought this car. That's my money in the bank. When I was in trouble, I got myself. When I was down, I picked up myself. But God said no. God knew the heart of the people, and he decided that I'm going to test you. Don't you know that you may be going through some things in your life, and God, he does test his people, and God did it that he could get the glory even from the enemy, to let the enemy know that it was God and it was God alone. It's a frightening thing for us to take the glory from God, take the honor from God. I mean, we should reverence God, and we should lift him up in every area of our lives, because without him, we can do nothing. Without Christ, we will fail. But God is showing Gideon as well. You remember, he didn't want to. I mean, he was not sure that God was going to use him. And he was also telling God earlier how in the previous chapter, you know, that he was the least person in his house and all of this. And, you know, like Moses did, Lord, I can't talk, I can't speak, and all of this. Oh, God, sometimes we have so many excuses when God wants to use us, when God wants to elevate us, when God wants to take us to the next level, when God wants us to win battles through his name. Sometimes we can have so many excuses. But here, God began to let them know that these 300 men I am going to use. These are the 300 men. So may I just read that again. He said in that fifth verse, so he brought down the people unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue as a dog lappeth, him shall thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down his knees to drink, both of them, there's two different ones. Those who was going to lap like a dog, then those that was just, those that were going to go down upon their knees, God was separating those two groups. And the number of them that left putting their hand to their mouth were 300. Look at God. But all of the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that left it, will I save you and deliver the Midianites unto thy hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his house, every man unto his place, because I got this. You ever heard somebody say, I got this? Well, I want you to know this morning, God got this. We don't have anything, but God got this. God had a plan. He knew that he had the victory because he is God, and there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing impossible for God. When sometimes we look at situations and we think, God, this is just too difficult. God, this is just too hard. God, I don't see through this. I can't see my way out. It looks so cloudy. It looks so dark. I don't see my way out of this situation. But when God has it, you just give it to God. But whatever situation Ladies and gentlemen, whatever situation that you may be in this day, why don't you just give it over to God? So here, God has sent all the rest of the people, of the men, they sent them back to them. They sent the 31,700 people back to where they, to their own place. So the people took victors in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men. And the host of the Midianite was beneath in the valley. Oh, my God. They were in the valley. They were waiting to attack the Israelites. They were there to destroy them. They knew that they had multitudes of men, and they knew they had all of the they had all what they thought that they need in order to win this battle. They thought it was a sure thing. Sometimes the devil thinks it's a sure thing. Sometimes the enemy thinks that I'm going to destroy him, I'm going to destroy her, and I know that I'm going to do it because I'm the devil. But that the devil is a liar, because what God has and what God will do and how God will fight the battle, God is well able to fight every battle. God is well able to bring you through any situation that's in your life. Is there a sickness that you're going through? Is it a disease, an infirmity that you're going through? Is it money that you need? Is the account that you have in the bank, it seems to be on 000. I don't know what it is. Is it the gas in the automobile? Is it on empty? And you don't know what you're going to do. But I believe that if you just put your trust in the Lord, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. And he said that he will direct our path. So when God says that you can take it to the bank, somebody say take it to the bank, because you can, it's casual, it's usable, it's going to work every time. So I want you to know, when you say it in the name of Jesus, whatever Jesus said, whatever his word said, but the word of God said, when we read the word of God, it says heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot, not one tittle of his word will fail. So we can stand on the promises of him, or we can stand on the word of God. If we can believe God, if we can have faith in God, the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I may not see it. Gideon did not see it, but he had to believe God. The 300 men, they did not see it, but they had to believe God. God told him what they were going to do. God knew what he was going to do. God has a plan for his people. Let's make it personal. God has a plan for you. I don't know what your name is right now. I don't know where you live. I don't know what city or state you live in, whether it's in the United States of America or it's outside of foreign land. But I do know that all that of God people, all they have to do is believe God. The devil will not destroy you. Enemy will not destroy you, because God has it. Then we see here in that ninth verse, and it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get up. Many times when the Lord speaking to the people, he say arise. Remember when he told Jonah to rise? Remember when he tell the people, we say arise, he tell them to get up, let's show some anger, let's move it. And here he told the people to arise, and the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it unto thy hand. Already have delivered. They hadn't did anything, but God had a plan. They hadn't been before the enemy. Oh, my God. But yet God had it in his hand. And then the word of God said, but if thou fear to go down, go thou with Pharaoh. thy servant down to the host, and thou shalt hear what they say. I'm going to send you down. Go down. Take your servant down with you. I want you to hear what the enemy is saying. I want you to hear what the enemy is thinking. I want you to know that I am God, that I got this. And then, because he could have been lying there thinking about, I only have 300 men, and how is this thing going to be done? And you may be in a situation, and you may not have but $25. You got to make it for the whole month. And but yet, if you just trust God, if you just believe God, God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask of them. You may be given a bad report. You don't know how you're going to get through it. You don't know how you're going to come out, but you got to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember the man that was blind from his mother's womb. Remember, he was blind, never seen his mother's face, never seen his father's face. If he had sisters and brothers, never seen their face, never seen the sun on the moon, never seen the people that are around him. But when God healed him, God calls the blind man that was blind from his mother's womb to be able to see. And the man had to grow up, and he was a child at birth, came here, could not see. But God, he's showing his miraculous power in his people. So I want you just to build your faith, build your most holy faith. People of God, no matter what situation you may be in today, let's build your holy faith through the word of God. So here, God is telling Gideon, get up, rise. I want you to go down, take your servant with you. Go down there and here in that 11th verse, then he went down with Purah, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children in the other east lay alone in the valley. I mean, listen here. It says, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay alone in the valley. They were like grasshoppers. Can you imagine multitudes of grasshoppers? They were just lying waiting to attack Israel from multitudes, and their cameras were without number. The enemy had cameras. They had riding, because you know they used them a lot of times to go for transportation, and they were numbers of them. They were, and the word of God said they were without number. That means it was a lot of them. And they were, the word of God said that as the sand by the seaside for the multitude. I mean, have you ever seen sand? You can't even count sand. You don't even count the grains of it. I mean, it seems like an impossible thing in order for you to do that. But yet, God was showing what the enemy showed, how the enemy tried to frighten you, how the enemy tried to scare you, and to try to make you feel that, hey, you just well to give up because I got you. You just well to just throw your hands up because I got you. You just well to put your hand on your, bury your hand, your head in your hand, because I got you. But no, the battle does not belong to you people of God, but the battle belongs unto God. Somebody needs to hear me today. It is not your battle. Hear me, people of God. Hear me, that you that don't believe God's word, just trust in him. Just know him. Just make him your God. Lean not to your understanding. This battle is God's battle. When you can stand on the word, when you can believe God, God said, I will never leave you. He said, I will never forsake you. Somebody may be feeling forsaken this morning. Somebody may feel that God is not with me. And just like one of the men said, that's why even Gideon said he wanted to know why all of these things were happening to them, even before God began to speak to him. Why, he had heard all of the miracles, all of the things that God had did to the Israelites. He wasn't there, but he was told all the things that God did for them. And where is the miracles? Where is the God? Where are you? Where are the miracles that we were told about? But guys need to know today that God is the God that's able to deliver you. God is the God that's able to bring you out of every situation that's in your life. So he allowed Gideon, he allowed his servant to go down with them. And then when he had gone down on the outside with here, he says in the word of God, and when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled unto the host of the Midianites and to their camp, and came unto a tent and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay alone. And his fellow answered and said, This is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for unto his hand has God delivered the Midianites and all his host. He was letting them know that it was God who was going to deliver. The dream that you had is nothing but Gideon. So here, listen here. And in that 15th verse, it says, and it came so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshiped God. He worshiped and returned unto the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord has delivered unto your hand the host of the Midianites. And he divided the 300 men unto three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and a lamp within the pitcher. And he said unto them, look on me, watch me, and do likewise. Everything I do, you do. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so ye do. And when I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpet also on every side of the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands, and the three companies blew the trumpet, the 300 men, and brake the pitcher, loud noise, held the lamp in their left hand and the trumpet in their right hand to blow with. And they cried the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place around about the camp, and all the hosts ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpet, and the Lord set every man sword against his fellow. They were killing up one another. Their purpose was to kill Gideon, to kill the Lord's people, the Israelites, but they were so confused that they began to destroy them own self. Listen at this. And the 300 blew the trumpet. They were doing what God instructed and put on Gideon's heart to do. And the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all of the hosts. And the hosts fled to Bethshean in Zerah, and to the borders of Abel-Meholah unto Taphah. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, out of Asher, and out of Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. Here, look at God. When they had 32,000 men that seemed to be capable of bringing victory or having a chance in order to win, but God didn't want them to do it by their own might. God didn't want them to be in pride. God didn't want them to brag that they did it. God didn't want them to boast that they did it. God wanted to get the glory out of all of it. So he is the one that caused this victory to be won with only 300 men. Don't you see victory? And don't you know that there's victory in the name of Jesus? There's power in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. Can you not say that Jesus can do all things? Remember in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. It's not you, but it's the Christ that lives within you. See, God did not want the Israelites to get the glory because he knew the Israelites. He knew what kind of people, although they were his people, he knew what he was dealing with. And let me tell you this, God knows you. God knows your heart. God knows how you think. God knows how you download. God knows that. So therefore, he deals with us. He shows us and wants us to know that all we need to do is to put our trust and our confidence in him. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, there is nothing too hard for God. There are some that have gone through certain tests in their life, trials in their life. Some have gone through because things that they've done, that they have not been obedient to God like the Israelites was. And how they continually turn to apostasy, how they continually worship idol gods, and they did things that were not pleasing to God. They were disobedient in their walk to God. I don't know whether it is you or not this morning, but I do know that it's time to turn to the Lord. The Bible said if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, the word of God say that we shall be saved. The Bible say that we all have sinned. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the word of God says, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I don't know about you this morning, but you can have everlasting life through the word of God, just believing the word of God, believing that God is able to bring you out of sin, out of transgression, out of being proud, not being boastful, but being not trusting God, being full of apprehension, tension, and everything. Being timid, God is able to bring you and to make you strong. So today, please go with me as I go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, so we just thank you this morning, Lord, for being able to come before your throne. And Lord, even as I come before your throne, I thank you, Lord God, for all the people in the broadcast, all over the world, Lord God, city from city, state to state, that have listened to this broadcast, that have said, Lord, I repent, Lord, I will give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. God, I will trust you with all my heart. God, I will not lean to my own understanding. Lord, you said, Father God, that we confess with our mouth, God, they're confessing that they have sinned. God, we've all sinned. But Lord, we're so sorry. God, come into our heart. Forgive us, that God, that we can live this life, God, so that we can live again. Lord, cast every sin into the sea of forgiveness and remember it no more. God calls them to be new creatures in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away, all things become new. I want you to know that if you pray that prayer, if you ask God to forgive you for your sin, come into your heart and save you, I believe that God did. If you're sick, ask God to heal you. No matter what the sickness is, no matter the infirmity is, God will heal you. Well, join us on Wednesday of next week for the Hour of Power broadcast. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy coming to you for the Hour of Power broadcast. God bless you and have a God-blessed day.